And what in particular did you want to write about in regards to your background?
Well, Running with the Sun is about Jesus and him on my runs. It's not just about running. It's how I get my inspiration for writing. When I'm running along, I will notice things that, like, God made, like, oh, that's awesome. And look at that beautiful stream or that, you know, sunset or whatever. And I get a lot of inspiration about the Lord. And I write while I'm running. I usually have half of the story written by the time I get home, or at least a few lines of the poem. This book is about, it's got poems, it's got verses, and it's got stories. Hopefully some are funny. I think they're funny. I wouldn't have wrote them. Some are kind of sad. I'm Irish. We're very maudlin people. So there's some stories about my grandma from Ireland and what I learned from her and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Running with the Lord.
Running with the Lord. That's it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. And then was that also part of your life from your very early childhood, or did you kind of get an epiphany at some point?
Well, I did get an epiphany. Mm-hmm. I was raised in the church, but in 2013, I had a very bad operation that went south. I should say an operation that went bad. And I nearly bled out, and I had like a near-death experience, was helicoptered to Abbott Northwestern. And while I was in bed, it was kind of a come-to-Jesus moment because they couldn't fix me. I had three operations, and none of them worked. And I'm laying there going, okay, my doctors can't fix me. Lord, you're going to have to fix me. And so all my spare time was spent praying in the scripture, talking to people. Yeah, it changed my life, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, and that's not the only trial and tribulation you've been through, isn't that right?
Yes. well, as a lot of people will know that listen to this, I lost my house last year, lost our house last year to fire, lost everything, lost all my writings, except for a little bit of cowboy poetry, and that's also another book I'm going to put out. But I found some charred paper that was all wrapped up in a rubber band, and luckily most of my cowboy poetry was saved, but every other writing was gone. My songs I wrote for my sister's Grammy submissions were gone. Mm. I think it makes you a better writer if you've gone through stuff. I really do. I think you can't have a perfect life and be a good writer.
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you're still here. Did you rebuild here in Morris?
Mm-hmm. We moved in the end of February, and the people in Morris have been so kind to us when that happened. I'm not a native of Morris. I've been here 20 years. My husband's been a native of Herman, but you know, we didn't grow up here. We weren't born here, and people have just poured out their hearts and their prayers and their resources to help us. And if I'm not careful, I'll start to cry. So it's been The community has been so awesome. I can't believe it. People I didn't even know. Hmm. So, yeah.
Well, you mentioned those cowboy poetry. Is that the next possible
that
book for
is,
you?
That is. I got a title. It's called Ropin' and Rhymin'. Hmm. And then the next line of that poem is, it's all about timing. It's all about rhythm of word. So that's the first stanza in that. That will be my next book, hopefully in about a year. I used to do stand-up cowboy poetry in Elko, Nevada at the National Poetry Gathering, and also in Medora, North Dakota for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into it because they're nice to you, even if you're not very good. So it gave me encouragement.
Well, it's either that or go to the Medora Musical.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Who's your favorite author?
I've got a lot of the old-timey authors like John Steinbeck, you know, Grapes of Wrath, Red Pony, Robert Burns, of course, the Irish writer, poet. My current favorite book is by Sydney McLaughlin. She is a world champion several times and an Olympic champion who always gives glory to God after her races. Some of the interviewers don't like it, but she sticks to it, and I like her guts. She wrote a great book about the Lord and running. And her title is More Than Gold.